Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Is anybody fired up tonight?
Yeah!
Praise the Lord. Amen. You may take your seats. You guys can turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 13, verse 58.
Okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to go ahead and preach tonight.
Oh, come on.
Amen. On miraculous faith.
Yeah.
Miraculous faith. Amen. An everyday faith.
Come on.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 58. Amen. I want to thank God for my salvation.
Amen.
I thank God for my pastors, Pastor
Amen.
Francisco
Amen.
And Sister Sylvia, who have modeled a miraculous faith.
Oh, come on.
Amen. The only reason why I know how to walk in this type of faith is because I had some leaders.
Oh, come on.
Amen. I had some pastors.
Yeah.
I had a spiritual father, spiritual mother, that they would show me how to operate in the miraculous faith.
Amen.
Does anybody want to, amen, operate in the miraculous type of faith? Amen. The miraculous faith is a radical faith.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen. This type of faith, and if you want to operate in that type of faith, then you got to get around some people that operate
come
in that
on,
type of faith.
Come on.
So that means that you got to get close to Pastor Francisco.
Yeah.
You got to get close to Sister Sylvia.
Yeah.
Amen. And right now, amen, you have that opportunity.
Man.
Amen. You have that opportunity to get close to them. Amen.
Yes.
And I thank God for your lives, amen, Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia,
yeah.
who have modeled that type of faith,
amen.
Amen, and I just want to continue to, amen, to grow in my faith, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, and right now, before I get into it, we're just, right now, I'm in a place in my life, a season in my life to where, amen, I'm going into a transition.
Oh.
And I'm stepping into a transition. And,
amen.
You know, for the past 5.5 years,
oh,
almost
my.
6 years, I've been directing the recovery home.
Yeah.
Amen. The men's recovery home. Amen. And even the women's home. Come on, the women's home in the house. Praise
amen.
The Lord. We got a full women's home. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is doing great. And so I've had the opportunity, amen, to see God move in the miraculous.
Yeah.
I've had front row seats, amen, to see God move in the miraculous.
Amen.
Amen. And so I'm in a transition, and me and my wife, we're going to, amen, we got a house, amen. God blessed us with a home there.
Yeah.
Amen. In Mountain Creek side, come on somebody, pastor's
amen.
Old neighborhood,
amen.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's how you know I got my pastor's heart. Come on somebody, praise the Lord, amen. OC, Oak Cliff,
amen.
Amen. God took me from Orange County, come on, OC to Oak Cliff,
come on.
Praise the Lord, amen. And so, you know, God has that, and He has me and my wife in that transition, amen. And I'm loving it, amen. I'm
amen.
Loving it because I'm curious to see what God is gonna do.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm curious to see what God has in store, amen. And I know God has something up His sleeve, amen.
Yeah.
And so, but it was there in the home, amen. You know, and I wanna talk about, you know, miraculous faith. But one thing about this type of faith is that this type of faith should be operated every single day as a Christian.
Amen.
Sadly to say, you know, Christians operate in this miraculous type of faith only when they're in need of a miracle. Only when they're in need, amen, of something that they need from God. Amen. So it's not an everyday thing, but we need people, amen, that operate in this type of faith every single day of their life. A miraculous faith. And so it was there that even as a young Christian, amen, at the age of 18 years old, I remember when God had me in a time to where I would go into the men's recovery home, and I was working a full-time job, and I was, amen, and I had an apartment. Me and my dad were renting an apartment together, so I was paying half the rent, he was paying half the rent. Amen. I had a car, and then all of a sudden, God, amen, in a different type of way, He called me. Well, first He called me, amen, and I didn't quite respond the way that I should have. So, amen, He used a rival gang member, come on, to run me over. So then He got my attention. Amen. But nevertheless, I quit my job. I quit my job. I left the apartment with my dad. Come on, the whole rent. Amen. And he wasn't too happy about that. And not only that, but I gave my car to one of my friends. I took a step of faith.
Come on.
I took a step of faith to let go of the, come on, to let go of the norm. And when there was a norm that was taking place, a pattern, and all of a sudden God had called me, and then to take a leap of faith, take a step of faith, let go of your job. Trust me, amen, and watch what I will do in your life. And I'm glad to say that, man, it's been over 10 years that I graduated, go home, and that God has done a mighty work in my life. He's raised me up. Amen. From a, amen. I remember I was a counselor there in the men's home. God started to do a fast work in my life because I started to operate in a miraculous faith. Miraculous faith is just trusting God.
Yeah.
You just trust God at His word. Yeah. All you're doing is you're just trusting God at the word.
Amen.
So the miraculous faith, but it was there in the home that every day I started to learn how to operate in faith.
Yes, yes.
By every day we were to get up every morning and to call upon God and to pray for an hour, amen, and to pray for things that we would need. We wanted food in that house, that we would lay hands on the refrigerator. We would lay hands, amen, we would begin to cry out to God. God, we're tired of beans and rice. God, we want some meat. Come on, somebody. And then all of a sudden it was like, amen, you know, it was like the days of Moses, come on, where God just opened heaven and quail was everywhere. But it was every day that I was learning how to operate in this faith to trust God. And so, and not only then, but I remember a few years later down the line when God would call me, amen, to full-time ministry.
Come on.
See, the first time I had to operate in faith, it was because I needed it, amen. I needed that miracle because I was a dope fiend, I was a drug addict, I needed help, I needed change, I needed transformation in my life, amen. And so I needed the men's home.
That's right.
Huh? But then a few years later, amen, it was there that God had called me into full-time ministry. And so now I would have to take a step of faith and trust God and walk into the calling of God upon my life. Huh? And it's there that even then, when that second time that God called me into the home, not to go in the home, but to direct the home, that I had to quit a job. That I let go of a job. My pastor said, you know, are you willing to let go of your Isaac? Are you willing to let go of your job? And God was blessing me at that time. God, I had a 14 an hour. They gave me a raise. I was making $14 an hour. They gave me a, you know, they gave me a promotion. I had a work truck that I had. And we were, man, God was doing, I had favor at that job. And then I let it go. I took another step of faith.
That's good.
And then I just kept on learning. And then even directing the home. And then it went from having faith for myself. Now do I have to have faith for other people. I have to have faith that God, what God did for me, God can do it for you. And God can do it for you. And God can do it for you. Having faith for other people.
Yes.
See, right here. Amen. And so it's been a process. You don't just get this type of faith overnight.
That's right.
But you got to learn how to take steps. It starts with a step. It starts with the first step, and then you see the supernatural power of God.
Amen.
You see how God moves in a mighty way, just like Moses. I can imagine what Moses felt after God split the Red Sea. I can imagine what Moses felt after he seen the burning bush. I can imagine he started to get addicted to the miracle. He started to get addicted to the supernatural. And he says, I want to continue to see God move in a mighty way. And so I'm going to continue to walk in faith.
Amen.
See, Matthew chapter 13 and verse 58, if you're there, the Bible reads, amen, let me turn there first.
That's good. Oh.
Miraculous faith.
Ooh.
Matthew chapter 13 verse 58, the word of God reads like this, and he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith.
Wow.
He did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. And you might wonder why God is not moving in your life like you want him to. You want to see God move in a mighty way? Well, it's gonna cost you your faith.
Come on.
It's gonna cost you your faith.
Yes.
See, See, and sometimes, and the situation that Jesus was in right here is that he went to his hometown and he was preaching the good news. And then his own people, they didn't receive him. They didn't believe it. They said, isn't this the same Jesus, come on, that grew up and went to school with my little son Johnny?
Come on.
Isn't this the same Jesus right here? And then Jesus told them this. Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor except in his own town and his own home. See, sometimes that could be like the Christian, amen, is that, you know, we call this a Holy Ghost hospital, we call this a place, this is a Victory Outreach, is a people you call family and a place you call home. Right? How many thank God that this is your church home? And how many thank God that this is, amen, the place, the family that God brought you to? Amen. But sometimes, amen, sometimes we can get a little used to the family atmosphere. We get a little too used to the home atmosphere. And you're like, you know, this is the house of God. And this is a family I'm a part of. Amen. And you get comfortable.
Yeah.
And you don't start operating in faith no more because you're comfortable where you're at. This is the family. This is the house. And so you're comfortable. But see, God wants to change that, my friend.
Yeah.
God wants you to operate in faith. Don't get comfortable. Continue to believe God for the miraculous. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I know that God still has miracles for my life. God still wants to do some miracles. Amen. God wants to blow my mind. God wants to show me that he's still in charge. That he can do the impossible. That he's going to save my mom. That he's going to save my little sister. That he's going to save my loved ones over there in California that I'm still praying for. I'm still waiting for God's miracles.
Come on. Yes, yes.
See, the importance of operating in faith as an ordinary Christian is one thing. But the importance of operating in faith as a Christian in VOGP is another.
Come on.
You ain't hearing me.
Come on.
You can be an average Christian and you can, you know, have your little bit of faith. Come on, have your little mustard seed faith. Amen. When I was in the home, I used to always pray, God, I don't want faith the size of a mustard seed. I want the faith of the size of a mountain.
Come on.
I want mountain-sized faith. Because the faith of a mustard seed, you'll see mountains move. But if you have faith of a mountain, you're gonna see God's hand move.
Come on. Come on. It's good.
See, in VOGP, we're radical here. We're a radical ministry. We got radical pastors, and we got radical leaders, and this is a radical movement. And we do some ridiculous things sometimes. And sometimes you're going to look at the things that we do, and you're gonna look at us sideways.
Come on.
But it's okay, because God has called us to be radical. God has called us, come on, to do those type of things.
Right.
Now, I'm not putting Victory Outreach on a pedestal.
Come on.
But we are not your average kumbaya Christian.
Amen, that's right.
We're not the one that you're going to catch,
right,
amen, you know, singing kumbaya around the fireplace.
Come on.
Amen. And just, you know, giving our brother and sister hugs and just, you know, just having Bible studies all the time. And, no, but we're on the front lines. We're an evangelistic, amen, church. We are a church that we will storm the gates of hell with a super soaker. Come on, somebody. And reach the souls that are dying. Amen. That are close to the gates of hell where nobody else wants to go.
Come on.
So we need radical faith.
Yes.
You don't give a frontline soldier a water gun and expect for him to be effective.
Come on.
Same thing with us. You can't just expect for us to be, you know, have all normal faith and expect for us to be effective in what we do. I mean, come on, we work with you. They work with me. It's going to take a little bit more than, you know, normal faith. Amen. Because, my God, come on, somebody. See, you have to understand something. Amen. We are active in the kingdom of God. And this isn't a place for stagnant waters. But this place is a place where mighty rushing waters of the Holy Spirit are flowing in the heart of men and women. Amen. And that we're gonna rise up and do great things for God.
Amen.
Huh? The Holy Spirit is moving heavy in this place. God, you got to let the Holy Spirit move heavy in your life.
Amen.
God, you got to give the Holy Spirit full reins of your life.
Yes.
God, because God is raising up a third wave of revival.
Amen.
Revival. Amen. This world needs Jesus. Yes. This world needs revival.
Yes.
Your grandparent needs revival.
Yes.
Your family needs revival.
Yes.
Your neighbors need revival.
Yes.
The schools need revival.
Yes.
So in order for revival to take place, we need some people that got some radical faith.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. It's good.
See, Pastor Jesse preached our Victory Homes last night about having ridiculous faith.
Yes.
It was powerful.
Amen.
Powerful message.
Amen.
This is the gift of the Holy Spirit found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, along with many other gifts that God is willing to give us if we want to do great things for God. God is willing to give you a lot of gifts.
Come on now.
He wants to give you some gifts.
Oh, come on.
He wants to give you the gift of faith. He wants to give you the gift of speaking in tongues.
Amen.
He wants to give you the gift of discernment. He wants to give you, come on, there's even a gift of giving. I like that one.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. You need to pray for that gift.
Huh?
We all need that gift. Huh? The gift of giving. And God will give it to you, but He's not going to give it to you if you're not going to do nothing with it. So, you got to receive the gift, and you got to be like that kid, like that five-year-old kid that got the on Christmas. Come on, somebody, that they got their gift, and all of a sudden they go right out. They don't even wait. Come on, they get their gift, the one that they love, the one that they wanted, the one that they've been praying for, and they got the gift, and all of a sudden they leave the other ones under the tree and they go outside and they ride the bike.
Come on,
I don't want that other stuff. Right, that's how we gotta be.
Yeah,
huh, with the gifts that God has for us.
Yeah,
huh? Does anyone want to do anything great for God?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I want God to use my life in a mighty way.
Yeah.
Why not? I let everybody else use me.
Come on.
The homies used me. Right? When they ran out of weed, huh? And I had weed, guess who they called?
Come on.
Right? When they ran out of whatever it was that they were getting high on, and if somebody outside, they would call me. Why? They wouldn't, because they were using me.
Come on.
Right? Come on, even the ladies. Come on, somebody. Right? The ladies, come on, they use people too, right? And guys use ladies, and ladies use guys.
Yeah, yeah,
don't
look
at me like that. Act like you didn't try. Huh? See? And you know what? And we did that. You want to know why? We did it because our motives were evil and wicked.
Yeah, yeah.
For selfish gain and selfish pleasures. The devil used us like a puppet.
Huh?
And there you were. I'm singing that song. You remember that song?
Come on.
Right?
Which one?
You remember that song?
Come on.
Come on, you remember that song? The devil was using you. The devil was lying to you. Right? You were the puppet. The devil was using your life.
Huh?
You don't do funny things? Didn't you do funny things? Huh? Because why? Because the devil was using you. The devil was using you. So if the devil used you, why don't you let God use you? Be God's puppet. Come on, somebody. Let God pull your strings. Amen. Do funny things for God. Do radical things for God. Do wild, crazy things for Jesus. It's time that we let God use our lives.
Amen.
Stop being selfish with your life.
Yes.
It's my life and I do what I want.
Yes.
I'm the boss. Oh, nobody tells me what to do.
Come on.
Do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God?
Yes, yes.
Are you not? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies.
Yes, yes.
Huh? We should have a desire to let God use us.
Amen.
That is if the Holy Spirit, that is if you have the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
Because if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you won't desire the things that the Holy Spirit desires. And the Holy Spirit is like a lion. He wants to be, come on, he wants to be released. He wants to be released. The Holy Spirit, come on, is full of power. Dunamis power.
Come on.
Pastor Jesse said the gift of faith is there's the gift of faith, and then you have saving faith, and they're different.
Yeah.
It took some faith for you to get saved. It took some faith. Come on, somebody. I mean, some of us, it took a lot of faith. Come on, somebody. Right? But that was just for that moment. You got saved, and praise God. Amen. You're saved. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. You've been delivered. Come on, somebody. You're safe. You're going to heaven. But sadly, sometimes people never grow from that faith.
That's right.
They stay in the same shallow area of the things of God. They stay in the kiddie pool.
Wow.
Stay in the kiddie pool. They just want to play in the kiddie pool. Just want to play with, come on, splash some water. Come in the kiddie pool. Yay. No. You got to learn how to step out.
Come on.
Gotta learn how to step out like my wife, amen.
Hello.
I'm gonna tell a little story, she's probably gonna get mad at me. Amen. We went to the water park for the first time over here, right? And then you have the waves. Right? I'm gonna know that one, the waves. While we were right there in the shallow end, and then all of a sudden we were going deeper and deeper. Come on, somebody, and then the waves started crashing. And then all of a sudden, man, someone started drowning, right? But it's okay because she wasn't afraid. Are you afraid to step into the deep waters? You can't be afraid to step into the deep waters. You gotta step into the deep things of God, You gotta step into the deep things of God. See, this is why some struggle on their walk. Because they don't do things to grow their faith. We gotta do things that will grow our faith.
Yes, that's right.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God.
Amen.
That's why we do what we do. That's why we have all the services we have. That's why we're here on a Friday night. That's why tomorrow, amen, we're gonna be in the streets. And we do what we do. And then Sunday we'll be in service. And then the gang will be in service after that. And then after that will be the VOGP Life Flow. And then after that, then we have life groups. Why? Do you think we do that just because we want to steal your time?
Come on.
No.
That's right.
We do that because we want you to grow in your faith. We want Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia, amen, they're strategical. Come on, somebody. Amen. They set us up for success. They set us up, amen, to prosper. They set us up because they want us to grow. They set us up, amen, because they want some spiritual giants in the house. Thank God for that.
Man.
Sometimes you might get a little weary, a little tired.
Come on. It's all right.
But nevertheless, come on. You weren't saying nothing, amen, when you were partying all night on the weekend.
I'm a little tired.
No, you said, give me another beer. Let's go out again. Let's go out. I want to go to the party after the party after that party. I want to go to another party. I want to go to the club.
That's right.
You weren't crying then.
That's right.
And then after that, you were even hugging the toilet bowl.
Come on.
Maybe then you started crying. I know I was. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
See, let me tell you why people don't. They don't want great faith. Can I tell you why? Ask me why.
Why?
See, people don't want great faith because it requires great work.
Oh, my God.
Faith without works is dead. If you're going to have great faith, you better be ready to put in some great work. You better be ready to roll up your sleeves. Come on, somebody. Huh? You better be ready to go out and burn the midnight oil. You better be ready to go out, come on, every Friday night. For the last, 7 years, I've been with Pastor Francisco. Amen. And every Friday night, when nobody else wanted to do it, guess who was doing it? I was taking out the street team. Why? Because I wanted to grow my faith. I wanted to roll up my sleeves. I wanted to go home. Amen. Because God has given me great faith and I wanted to exercise it. And I wanted to sacrifice.
Come on.
I want to put in some work. Does anybody want to put in some work for Jesus? Come on, just put in some work.
Come on,
roll up your sleeves.
Yeah.
Huh? And start asking God to give you great faith.
Yeah.
Ask any leader in here. Working with people requires great faith.
Right. Yes.
Working in ministry requires great faith. Because sometimes you can preach till you're blue and green in the face. You can rebuke them. You can correct them. You can sit down and give them a Bible study. Amen. You can paint a picture, do illustrations, do backflips. And they still stay the same. And you're like, my God. God, how's this going to happen? Uh-huh. God's like, have faith. Have faith. Have faith. It's going to happen.
Man.
It might not be on your time, but they're going to change. Come on.
Yeah. Huh? That's right.
Let me give you a few benefits of faith.
Uh-oh.
See, faith is the key to the supernatural.
That's right.
I said faith is the key to the supernatural.
Amen.
See, in the natural, we are limited beings. We are limited. You can only do so much on your own. You can only do so much. That's why I preached this the other day to the home. I said, you came into the home, amen, because you couldn't change yourself. Amen. Nothing else worked for you. You needed a miracle. Amen. You needed a miracle. And you needed nothing in the natural could help you. You needed the supernatural. You needed the power of God to change your life. You needed deliverance. You needed Jesus to cast out some demons. Come on, somebody. Amen. The natural, come on. Your natural counselor couldn't do that. Your mama couldn't do that. Nobody else could do that. Amen. But you needed Jesus, or you needed a Holy Spirit, a Spirit-filled man of God or a woman of God. Come on, to get in there with you.
Yes.
The supernatural. There's only so much that you can do on your own strength.
That's true.
God will give you power to overcome things in your life, like addiction, depression, evil thoughts, come on, like suicide. You can't overcome these things on your own. You just can't. You need the supernatural power of God. But in order to release that supernatural, you're going to need some great faith.
Yes.
Huh? You're going to need great faith. See, it says here, Jesus said that he didn't do many miracles. Huh? There because of the lack of faith. Huh? How many of you still need a miracle in your life?
Amen.
I don't know about you. Come on, do you need a miracle?
Come on.
You need a miracle. You shouldn't have to think hard about that one.
Come on.
You really shouldn't have to think, oh man, do I need a miracle? No, we all need a miracle.
Come on.
And if you don't think that you don't need a miracle, you're blind.
Come on.
And you need Jesus to remove the scales from your eyes. Because I need a miracle every day. Serving God, I need a miracle every day. Living three houses down from Pastor Francisco, I need a miracle every day. I need God to fill me with power. Come on, somebody gotta put a brother to work. I need power. I need the Holy Ghost power. He's gonna tell me to do some crazy things. That's why.
Amen.
I need all the faith. I need a miracle every day. See, Jesus was going all over the place doing miracles. He was raising the dead. He was giving sight to the blind. He was allowing the mute to speak. Jesus was doing those type of miracles. See, now I know that you might not need that miracle right now. Huh? Jesus raising the dead, right? Maybe that miracle is irrelevant to you right now.
Huh?
But you never know when you might need it.
Oh, that's right.
You never know when you might need it.
That's right, man.
Huh? You might need God to do a miracle in a loved one's life. They might be on the hospital bed. Come on, somebody. You never know what could happen from today to tomorrow. Right. Amen. And you just might need that miracle. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen. You have to understand this, that we are an outreach ministry.
Yes. Yes.
We are an outreach ministry. And we need to see, and this miracle, seeing God raise the dead is very important to us. To see God raise the dead is very important to us.
Amen.
As a ministry.
Yes.
Huh? Amen. Because I'm not talking physically, I'm talking spiritually.
Amen. Amen.
And we have to see that miracle every time we go out to the streets.
Amen.
Every time we go to a rally, we're hoping to see that miracle.
Amen.
Every time we do an altar call, we're hoping to see that miracle.
Amen.
Because last time I checked, the Bible says that we're spiritually dead.
Right.
That we're dead in our sin. And our trespasses, and then before we give our life to God, we're just a bunch of dead, spiritual dead people walking around. So we need to see the miracle of God. It only took the miracle of God to resurrect you from your spiritual deadness, your spiritual grave.
Come on.
So it's important to us. Huh? It might not be relevant to you right now, but you got to understand there's a lot of dead people out there. Like Pastor was saying, there's a lot of spiritual dead people out there walking around like zombies.
Wow.
Don't look at me all like that, right? Come on, spiritual zombies, amen. Right? And they need Jesus to raise them from the dead.
Amen.
So that's why it's important to us.
Yes.
I'm seeing miracles. Huh? And we want to see that miracle. We want to see God do miracles in our recovery homes.
We want to see
pastors and evangelists,
yes,
and missionaries,
right,
pastors'
man.
Wives, and,
right.
and women of God. We want man. They come in. If anybody is, come on, dead, amen. Beat up from the feet up, need a checkup from the neck up. Come on, they're broke, busted, and could not be trusted.
Come on,
somebody. I'm sorry, amen. That's the home, amen. I can say that because I went to the home, amen. I went to the home. I was in that place too. So we, if anybody needs it, we want to see God to do great miracles in the home. Huh? Do you believe that God can do that?
Amen.
You believe that God? You better believe it because Pastor came from the home.
Amen.
I came from the home.
Yes.
God has raised us up. And then Urban came
right.
from the home. Come on, a lot of us came from the home.
Yes.
We are a miracle child of God.
Yes.
Come on,
Dad.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Miracles.
Hallelujah.
All right. Well, and it's important. In Luke 7:26, Jesus said, go back. Huh? Miracles are important. Jesus said, go back and report to John what you've seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised. Why is our miracles and great faith important? Because of the report of the Lord. People need to hear it. He says, go back and tell John. I hope when you come to service and you see God do miracles, every service you see God do miracles, come on somebody, that you go back and you tell somebody else.
Right, amen.
That you tell somebody else. See, miracles are important. Our faith is so important. Another thing that you have to understand, what faith does is that your faith will open the floodgates of heaven. I knew I wasn't going to get a lot of amens.
Come on,
I don't even have to labor on this one because Pastor labored on it already.
Amen. Amen.
You're giving.
Right.
If anything's going to require faith, it's going to be your giving.
Right.
It's going to be your giving.
Yeah.
You want to know somebody that is radical in their faith? Come on, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Huh? And they're those that are whose right. names are written
yeah.
right there.
Amen.
Those right there, they got radical faith.
Come on.
They got radical faith. Because they're believing the unseen.
Yes.
They're believing for tomorrow.
Yes.
They don't see it right now, but oh, they see it later.
Yes.
They see their son, come on. They see their daughter. They see their little kids preaching behind the pulpit. They see, they got vision. They can see it, my friend. They got great faith. And so they say, you know what? Let me put my money where my mouth is.
Yes.
Let me put my money where my faith is.
Yes.
Those that give.
Amen.
That requires faith.
Amen.
Huh? See, your faith will open the floodgates of heaven.
That's right.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Right? Faith has to do with believing. Like Pastor said, faith, you know, your giving is not, it's not, you know, it's a faith thing. You're giving. It's not a money thing, it's a faith thing.
Amen.
You got to continue to believe that God is going to, you believe Him at His word. Yeah. God said, test me in this. Yeah. God said, will I not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing upon your life that you don't have room enough to store it?
Yes, yes.
That takes faith. That takes radical faith to pick up a $3,000 pledge. Your pledge.
That's right.
It takes faith.
Yes.
So you gotta continue to operate in this type of faith, the Bible says this. It says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, it says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
Yes.
God is your rewarder. God is your rewarder.
Yes.
See, another thing that faith will do is faith will give you courage.
Amen.
Faith will give you courage.
Amen.
How many of you need some courage in your life?
Come on now.
You're a scary person. Come on, so man, you're scared of everything. You gotta be scared of everything. See, God is, if you don't believe me, turn your Bible to, let's go to Hebrews, amen. Hebrews chapter 11. Tell me if what these people didn't do require courage. Verse 32, chapter 11, it says, and what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, and Samson, and Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions,
yes,
quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength. And who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Yeah. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain even a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted and mistreated. You gotta tell me that took some courage. To put themselves in a position like that. It took courage. If you operate in faith, my friend, God is gonna build your courage. You don't have to be afraid to step out, come on somebody, because God is gonna give you that courage.
Yeah.
God told Joshua, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous, not to be afraid or discouraged, for I am with you wherever you go.
Yeah.
God is with you when you make that step of faith. God was with you. Matter of fact, He's the one who told you to take the step of faith.
Yes.
So all you got to do is jump out and take that step.
Thank you.
Amen.
See, God will also cause you to, this great faith will cause you to trust God more.
That's good.
The more you do it, at first you might be weary about it, you might be, you know, scared, but once you do it and you see God come through, after God did the first miracle for Moses, after God did the first miracle for Elijah, He did the first miracle, come on, for King David, He did all these miracles, you think they continue to walk in miracles? Because they seen God operate that first time.
Yeah.
So whenever you take that step of faith, and you see God come through. You see God take care of you. You see God move in a mighty way. That should challenge you to continue to keep walking in faith.
Amen. Amen.
To keep walking in faith.
Yes.
Amen. See, another thing is this. And this is the last thing. Amen. Is that your faith pleases God.
Oh, come on. Amen.
See, your faith, whenever you operate in this type of faith, to answer the call of God upon your life, maybe God is calling you to be an usher. Maybe God is calling you to be a part of the worship team. Maybe God is calling you to go into the home, to graduate. Well, I don't know whatever God is calling you to do, but whatever He's calling you to do, it requires faith. He's calling you to do it. Whenever God is telling you to, come on, to finish your pledge.
Come on.
God is telling you, become a tither, step out in faith.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is God asking you to do here tonight? That requires this type of faith. See, whenever you respond to it, whatever you respond, you have to know that does something to God's heart.
Yes.
That does something to God. It melts God's heart to see you answer the call of God. It melts God's heart whenever you respond in faith.
Yes.
Come on, it does something to God. Amen. It's a type of worship, amen, that goes up, that it's a sweet smelling aroma to his nostrils. Amen. Because it says it, amen, in Hebrews chapter 11 in verse 6, and it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So with faith, it pleases God. Whenever you operate in this type of faith, as I call up the piano player, whenever you operate in this type of faith, you pleasure the heart of God. You please God. How many want to please God? In order to want to please God, you got to be tired of pleasing yourself.
That's good.
You got to be tired of pleasing, everybody else but God. If you want to please God, we should want to please God. That should be our response unto God. Because he saved you. Because he delivered you. Because he healed you. Because he called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. God is the King of Kings.
Yes.
He's the Lord of Lords. He's the great I Am. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. We should want to please God.
Yes.
But you got to be tired of pleasing yourself.
Yes.
See, the Bible says that there is pleasure in sin for a season.
Right.
But after that season is destruction.
Yeah.
After that season is heartache. See, Victory Outreach, we need some men and women of radical faith.
Yes.
Radical faith to say, I'm going to partner up with Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia and the leaders. I'm going to partner up with Brother Irvin and Sister Amy. I'm going to partner up, amen, with me and my wife. I'm going to partner up, somebody. And we're going to lock arms and we're going to do this thing. We're going to reach Grand Prairie for Jesus. We're going to reach Grand Prairie for Jesus. And we're going to, and whatever other city decides to get in our way, we're going to reach that city too. We're going to do great mighty things for God. And then whatever God has called us to do, we're going to do it. Why? Because we got great faith. Great faith. To say, you know what? I'm going to graduate VOGP Life Flow.
Come on. Yeah.
I'm not going to let anything get in the way.
Yes.
Because I want to learn and I want to grow and I want to be equipped and I want to be trained for the calling of God upon my life. Faith to step out and go to Mighty Man of Valor.
Yes.
And I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Faith to graduate Venti.
Man.
We need more graduates.
Yes, man.
World Conference is next year. I hope that we have 10 graduates, 5 graduates. Who's gonna do it?
Man.
Yes.
You have to be like Isaiah and say, here I am, Lord, I'll do it. Send me, I'll go. I got enough faith to believe that you're gonna be with me.
Yes.
That you're gonna provide, that you're gonna meet my every need.
Yes.
Faith. We need to hear this message because we need.
Yeah.
God wants to stir up your faith.
Yes.
You gotta stop being comfortable.
Right.
You gotta stop being. God wants to stir up your faith.
Yeah.
We want to see 200 people. By the time this year ends, we want to reach 150 adults.
It's
gonna require for you to have faith.
Yes.
The same way that Pastor has faith, the same way that I have faith, the same way that Irvin has faith. It's going to require you sitting in these chairs to have the same type of faith to say, I'm going to stop running from God. And I'm just going to stay here. I'm going to get planted. God's just trying to stir up your faith to believe for your family. Don't you want to see your family go to heaven?
Come on.
Don't you want to see your family? Come on, sir. Don't you want to see your kids serve God? Don't you want to? Come on. Let God stir up your faith here tonight, Victory Outreach.
Come on.
If you want God to stir up your faith, I want you to stand with me. God wants to stir your faith here tonight. I'm just going to happen right here when you take the first step of faith to the altar.
Come on.
Come on, let him do something inside of you. Faith makes you stand out. Huh? If God flew colors, it would be faith. Come on, somebody. If he rocked the color, right? Faith makes you stand out. You're not called to be average. You're not called to be mediocre. You're not called, just a normal Christian. You're not called. You're called to stand out. You're called to be radical. You're called to do great exploits for God. You're called to take the city. You're called to, to get plugged into the worship team. You are called to be radical. If you want to be radical, I want you to come to these altars. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, let God stir it up. Let God stir it up. Come on, just lift your hands to heaven and say, God, I want faith. God, I want to grow my faith. God, I want to believe you. I want to believe your word. I want to believe every promise. God, I want to believe you.
God wants to stir up your faith tonight. Hallelujah. 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 If you're here tonight, and maybe, you know, even after the message like this, maybe you still feel like you lack faith. Maybe you still feel like you're struggling in your faith. If that's you, and you have the courage to say, man, that's me. I struggle. I struggle with my faith. I struggle believing. Lift your hand. I want to pray for you. That's you. Amen. If someone here and you believe that you have strong faith, if you have radical faith, I want you to lay hands on the person next to you, the person that has their hands raised. We believe in the laying on of hands, that what God has inside of you will transfer. I want you to repeat this prayer. Say, Jesus, I want to believe you. I want to believe you are able to do the supernatural. That you can do miracles. That you can use me to do miracles for other people. I ask that you forgive me for my lack of faith and fill me up with radical faith. I ask you, God, for the gift of faith. I ask you, God, for the gift of giving. In the name of Jesus. Right there where you're at, lift your hands. Father, I pray right now, God, for all those that said, God, that prayer here tonight, God. Lord, they desire more faith. They desire radical faith. God, tonight I pray that you will breathe upon them. God, breathe upon them right now. Holy Spirit, breathe upon them right now.
Josh, here tonight for sharing your heart, amen. And how many know that we're going to keep that with us, amen? And we're going to go right now, we're going to go put that faith to action. Come on, somebody, we're going to go hit the streets, amen. We're going to walk right across the street, amen. And how many know that there's people out there that need to hear of this faith? Come on, somebody, that need to hear about God here tonight, amen. So here tonight, let's go ahead and close down, amen, and we're going to go straight to it. We got some new flyers in the back. We want you to grab some flyers, get with Pastor Josh. We're going to go straight over there right now, amen. So let's go put this faith to action, amen, here tonight, amen, as we close out in a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, God, because we know, God, that you moved here tonight, God. God, tonight, God, you increased our faith, God. God, you stirred us up, my God. God, we pray, God, here tonight, God, that as we go out to these streets, my God, God, that we would, God, oh, win the city for you, God, that, God, we would speak, God, to people, God, that their eyes would be open, God, they would be receptive of the gospel here tonight, God, as we invite them to church, Lord. We pray, God, that they would make it, God, Sunday morning, God. God, put this message in our heart, God. God, we thank you, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Somebody praise the Lord, amen. Let's go ahead and hit these streets, amen.